Hello, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Mark Shohet, and I'm a portfolio manager on RBC's BlueBay Securitized Credit Team in Stamford, Connecticut. Last week, we observed that the labor market still has some legs, and we saw a CPI report showing some basic necessity components still trending higher. We even heard some hawkish Fed rhetoric about skipping a November cut. A surprisingly resilient U.S. consumer and labor market has led stocks higher and fixed income tighter. But what about rates? While equity markets and credit spreads seem elated by expectations of cuts, the rates market is painting a different picture, taking more seriously the possibility that too hot of a labor market will spoil the rate cut party. The 10-year Treasury bond is up nearly 50 bips since the Fed's 50 bips rate cut, ending the week above 4%. And the two-year bond is within spitting distance of the same level. It's clear that stronger economic news has delayed the rate cut outlook that was anticipated after the Fed September meeting, and we also see a yield curve that hasn't steepened as some long-duration buyers may have hoped for. While the path of rates is undoubtedly lower, much is priced into the forward curve such that any lag is a positive for floating rate assets. And when those rate cuts do come into fruition, while it may be a negative for investors' floating rate all-in yields, it'll be a positive for underlying weaker credits whose issuers will benefit from some breathing room on their floating rate liabilities and thus achieve better interest coverage ratios, making private credit sponsored sales or private credit takeouts more likely. Therefore, maintaining some exposure to floating rate assets in a diversified portfolio strikes us as prudent asset allocation. And that is exactly what we've seen from some institutional accounts who have hit the brakes on buying duration or in some cases even swap back to underperforming floaters because of the higher all-in yields available, for example, in loans versus bonds from the same issuer. There are a few different ways to take advantage of this change in rate expectations. In securitized credit, we continue to see value in short-duration floaters such as CLOs. Investors are handsomely compensated by a flat term curve and inverted forward curve marked by a front-end SOFR rate close to 5%, all while picking up attractive credit spreads versus similarly rated assets, but with minimal spread duration at the short end of the curve. And despite heavy new issuance, supply continues to be well absorbed, particularly due to the number of buyers being refinanced out of bonds, who then need to re-engage in the primary market. Bottom line, an allocation to floating rate assets may be beneficial in the current environment if central banks are inclined to cut at a slower pace than the market projects. All of this will be further complicated by the results of the U.S. presidential election in less than a month, as different visions around fiscal spending and tariffs will certainly play a role in monetary policy, including the risk of a pause from the Fed. The direction of rates is indeed lower. But as we've seen time and time again this year, the path to get there won't be linear. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.